Welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most classic jungle and drum and bass tension tricks ever, skipping beats. When I say skipping, I don't mean changing the whole drum pattern. I mean taking one hit that the listener absolutely expects and removing it for just a moment. That tiny hole creates space, forward pull, and is feeling like the groove is leaning over the edge, and then when the beat snaps back in, the impact feels way bigger without you adding any extra sounds. This is a beginner lesson, and we're going to keep it practical. You'll end with a simple 16-bar drum arrangement around 174 BPM, with three different skip styles you can reuse forever. Alright, that's set up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now create two tracks, one MIDI track called Drum Rack, and optionally one audio track called Break Loop. Even if you're more of a MIDI person, having a break available is super useful in jungle, because a lot of the tension we love comes from chopped audio. Now we need a bass groove, because skips only feel exciting when the groove is strong enough that your brain can predict what should happen next. If you're going the MIDI route, drop a drum rack on the MIDI track, load a tight kick, a crisp snare, a closed hat, and optionally a ride or shaker if you want more motion. Make a one-bar MIDI clip, program a basic two-step, kick on beat 1 and beat 3, snare on beat 2 and beat 4, then closed hats as straight 8 notes across the bar. If you want more energy, you can go 16ths, but 8ths are perfect for a clean start. One quick teacher tip: vary hat velocity slightly. If every hat is the same velocity, it can sound like a typewriter. Make a few hats quieter, a few a bit louder. Even a small range makes it breathe. If you're using a break loop, drag an amen or similar break into break loop. Turn warp on if it isn't already. Set warp mode to beats, and set preserve to transients. Then adjust the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. That usually tightens the break without destroying it. Try transient loop mode off or forward and see which one feels better for your specific sample. Cool. Bass groove established. Now the main concept. A good skip removes something expected, lasts just long enough that you notice it, usually an eighth note to a quarter note, and then it resolves into a strong return hit. That return can be a snare, kick, crash, bass hit, anything that says we're back. We're going to make three skip styles, then we'll arrange them into a 16-bar plan. Skip style number one is the classic pre-drop missing snare, timeless jungle move. If you're using MIDI drums, take your one-bar groove and duplicate it out to 8 bars. Bar 8 is your pre-drop bar. Now go to the end of bar 8 and delete the snare on beat 4. So normally you'd have snare on 2 and 4, but here the beat 4 snare disappears. Now listen to what that does mentally. Your head is still counting the backbeat, and when the snare doesn't arrive, it feels like the floor drops out for a split second. That's tension. Then when the drop hits and the snare comes back, it feels huge. Optional but very effective. Add a tiny ghost snare earlier in that bar. Super low velocity, like a little nervous hint. Put it around beat 3 and, or even just before beat 4. Keep it quiet. You're not trying to make a fill. You're trying to make a little breadcrumb trail through the gap. If you're doing it with an audio break, same idea. Find the snare transient on beat 4 of bar 8. Split the clip there, and mute or delete just that snare slice. The key is to make it intentional and clean. If you accidentally chop the hat tail in a weird way, the groove can feel broken instead of tense. Before we move on, here's a coaching note that matters. The hole should be audible, but the energy shouldn't completely die. So if you remove a snare, make sure something else is still telling time. A hat tail, a ride wash, a tiny ghost, or even a little reverb trail can keep momentum while the main hit is gone. Alright, skip style number two. The micro skip. This is a small, usually 1/8 note hole that makes the groove feel like it's accelerating forward. It's subtle. It's also one of the fastest ways to get that roller feeling. In your main two-step bar, choose a spot right after the first snare. For example, remove just one hat on the end after beat 2. So you have hats going 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and you delete that one and after the snare. Play it back. That tiny moment of missing top end creates a little stumble, and then everything reconnects. It's like the groove is pulling you into the next beat. If you want to keep the time even clearer, replace that missing hat with a super quiet rim click, a tiny perk, or a reversed hat that sucks into the return. But don't overdo it. The point is space. Now let's enhance it with a stock device move that's very jungle friendly. On your drum bus or just your hat group, add auto filter. High pass it somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz, so it's mostly affecting the top texture. Then automate the filter to open slightly after the skip, like the hats take a breath and then come back in. That breathing makes the skip feel musical instead of just muted. Skip style number 3. The audio chop skip. This is where you get that authentic cut-up break energy. Select your break clip. Right-click and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by Transients. Create a drum rack. Now your break is playable as slices across MIDI notes. Make a one-bar MIDI clip and trigger a basic rhythm. If you don't know where to start, honestly, hit record and just tap something simple on your MIDI controller, then tighten it. Jungle has a lot of character from human decisions, not perfection. Now create the skip. Pick a slice that lands on a strong moment, like a kick slice or snare slice, and remove it for a 16th or an 8th. Then do the classic stutter. Repeat a nearby slice twice quickly near the end of the bar. A common move is two fast snare triggers right before the bar flips over. When you do this, listen for whether the stutter leads somewhere. The best stutters feel like they're setting up the next downbeat, not just showing off. To tighten and modernize the chopped break using stock tools, put drum bus on the sliced break rack, drive around 5 to 15, crunch low to moderate, and keep boom off or very low because breaks can get muddy fast. Then add EQ8. If it feels boxy, cut a bit around 250 to 400 Hz. If it's harsh, pull a little out up top, or do a narrow dip around 3 to 6K if it's spitting at you. Now, bonus skip method, because it's insanely useful for arrangement, the performable gate skip. Option A is auto pan as a rhythmic gate. Put auto pan on your drum bus. Set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes a volume tremolo, not stereo panning. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Push the shape towards square so it's more like on-off chopping. Then set amount somewhere, between 30 and 70% so it doesn't completely destroy the groove. Now automate amount so it only kicks in during fills of the bar before a drop. This is a quick way to create rhythmic holes without rewriting your MIDI, and it's great for one bar only moments. Option B is the cleanest, utility mute automation. Put utility on the drum bus. Automate gain to negative infinity, for exactly an eighth note or a quarter note right before a big moment. Then, and this is important, let something musical ring through that space. A snare reverb tail on a return track is perfect. The drums can drop out, but the vibe continues. Now let's arrange a 16-bar example, so this feels like a real tune and not just random tricks. Bars 1 to 4, straight. No skips yet. Establish expectation. Maybe your break layer is low in the mix here, but keep it steady. Bars 5 to 8, start teasing tension. Add a micro skip every two bars. So maybe bar 6 has that missing had eighth note, and bar 8 has it again, like a call and answer. That call and answer idea is huge in jungle. Do a skip once, then do a similar skip one bar later with a tiny change, like a shorter gap or a different slice. It feels like a drummer making decisions, not like a mute button. Also in bar 8, at the very end, add a short stutter chop on the break. Nothing crazy. Just a quick da-da that points to the next section. Now the key moment. Bar 8 pre-drop trick. Remove the beat 4 snare. That's the missing snare tension move. If you want extra drama, add a reverse crash or a reversed snare tail that lands exactly on the first hit of bar 9. That creates a suction effect. It pulls you into the drop. Bars 9 to 12. The drop breathes. Full groove returns. Don't over-skip here. Let it roll. This is a mistake a lot of beginners make. If everything is a trick, nothing is a trick. The drop should feel stable and powerful. Bars 13 to 16. Escalate again, but keep it controlled. Add one chop skip fill near bar 16 to transition, like a stutter into the last downbeat. If you want one what just happened, bar, try gating hats with triplets for one bar only, then snap back to straight. It's a safe way to add chaos without rewriting your core groove. While you're doing all of this, keep an ear on the anchor. In drum and bass, the kick and the sub relationship is sacred. If skipping a kick makes the whole track lose weight, don't skip that kick. Instead, skip the break layer only. That two-layer skip is super common. The clean kick stays on the grid, and the old-school break disappears for a moment. You get tension without losing the floor. A few common mistakes to avoid as you build. If you skip too randomly, it doesn't sound like jungle tension. It just sounds broken. Skips should feel like they belong to the phrase. If you make the gaps too big too often, the groove stops rolling. Short holes are usually better than long silences. If you overchop breaks every bar, you lose the hypnotic loop effect that makes jungle so addictive. And always make sure there's payoff. A skip without a strong return hit just feels like something went wrong. Quick pro-level touches, still beginner-friendly. Try a fake skip sometimes. Instead of deleting a snare, make it a whisper. Turn it way down, or filter it for that one hit. The brain still counts it, but it feels like the floor disappears. Try nudging only ghost notes slightly late. Keep main kick and snare tight, but make a ghost snare a few milliseconds late using track delay, like plus 5 to 15 milliseconds. It adds urgency without sounding sloppy. And if your silence feels too empty, add a very quiet noise bid, high-passed hard, like 700 Hz and up. Then when you mute drums, the track doesn't feel like it shut off, it feels tense. Now here's a mini practice run you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Make a 4-bar drum loop at 174 BPM, using MIDI or break slices. Create 3 versions. Version A, missing snare on bar 4 beat 4. Version B, micro skip, remove 1 hat 8th note every bar. Version C, chop skip, a tiny 16th note stutter at the end of bar 2 and bar 4. Bounce them to audio and label them. Then listen back and ask, which one has the best pull, which one feels too empty, and which skip makes the return hit feel the biggest, even if it's not actually louder. That's the whole idea in a sentence. Establish the groove, tease the listener, remove the expected hit, then slam back in. If you tell me whether you're building from a drum rack, a sliced break rack, or layering both, I can suggest exact skip placements that fit your pattern and avoid removing the hits that hold the pocket together.